And welcome to your Wednesday morning. Being Wednesday, Gary Lewis, GaryLewisOutdoors.com in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you. I appreciate you being here today.
Yes. I've been watching the fires. I went on the Watch Duty app and could see.
That just, it's scary.
Yeah.
Just
even looking at it. The animation of how everything is burning. So if you're going to the range or you're going, you take your dog out for a walk or training, or you're going to scout for bears, or you're going to pick berries or go hiking, don't park in grass. And sometimes people forget that you can ignite the grass by parking over it with your catalytic converter in contact with the grass. So it's okay to go fishing.
Okay.
Because you're probably not going to start a fire out in the middle of a lake. Unless, like you pointed out, you get hit by a lightning strike in your aluminum boat. But it's going to be a local fire to your boat.
Safest place to be, in a boat in a lake. Safer for me, anyway.
Right. There's a lot of places that aren't burning. Go somewhere else if there's a fire.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did, is I looked at the map, and then these big bodies of water are not affected by the fires currently. So that's Crane Prairie, Odell, Crescent Lake, Palina Lake, East Lake, Diamond Lake.
Oh, okay.
And the best day is going to be Thursday.
All right. So check out the Watch Duty map, or this, you know, CentralOregonFires.org, or wherever you go. And take a look at that.
And because some of our waters are low, the temperatures are high, and that stresses out the trout. So limit your fishing, or if you're going to catch and release, get them back in the water quickly, and because they don't recover very well in warm water. These cold water fish don't recover well.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So that's what we knew was coming, and we also knew the fires were coming.
Now I have to worry about the trout.
You don't. The trout can worry about themselves. They don't think about you ever. Oh. They don't love you. They don't.
Not like my dog.
We love them. They don't love us.
Can't say I blame them.
Okay, so bear season opens on Saturday. Sage grouse application deadline is August 14th. And the season is September 6th to 14th. Hopefully we get some rain before that, I hope.
I don't know. You know, I haven't looked at the extended, but there's been no word so far.
Mm-hmm.
Cooler temps, a little bit cooler.
Right.
You know, but yeah, dry is what it's looking like.
Mm-hmm. Young Guns is starting up at COSA on August 1, so that's on Saturday.
You took the pains to point out that it is Lipstick Day and it is also Lasagna Day. So my question is, what's the proper etiquette when it comes to lasagna and lipstick? Does one wait until after they've had their lasagna to apply their lipstick?
I think you put it on first and sparingly, and then you have your meal, excuse yourself, and then whatever the lady wants to do is fine, too.
Gary Lewis, GaryLewisOutdoors.com. He just is so multi-talented.
We'll see you on the trail.